Let's begin with Daf Samachtes Omid Beis from the Mishnah. Today's Daf is Daf Ayin. We're going to go back to the Mishnah of Samachtes Omid Beis. Emosai Mevi Chagigo Imoi. Now we have over here a Chagigo that is brought together with a Karban Pesach. We're going to have a discussion in the Gemara if this is a Choyva or this is a Rishus. In other words, Halacha L'maaseh, I think we pass that it's only a Rishus, meaning that if you have a group of people who are eating a Karban Pesach, we know the Karban Pesach must be eaten al hasoiva. That means that the last kezayis, when you eat the Karban Pesach, you have to finish, when you finish eating it, you have to be satisfied. So if you're only going to get a small portion, it's going to be like, ein maftir nachara Pesach afikoymin. You're not allowed to eat after the Pesach dessert. There's no room left for dessert. I'm full. My stomach is full. So the rule is, if you have an empty stomach, right? You don't eat the whole day and you're hungry, and you come to your Karban Pesach meal, and there's a group, and there are 50 people in the group, and they have an animal, and they carve up from the animal 50 kezayisim, and they put that on the plate, a little kezayis. A kezayis is an aleph, right? They give you a little kezayis, a Karban Pesach. Here it is. Here's your Karban Pesach. So you look at them, that's it? I'm starving. I need the whole day. This is not, if I eat this little kezayis, it's not going to be nechal al hasoiva. All they're going to give me, if I'm part of a group, and the group is going to give me a small piece, it's not going to be enough. So what do you do to supplement your meal? You eat a Karban Chagiga, a special Karban. Karban Chagiga is eaten, which means as much as you want. Everyone, you can buy your own Karban Chagiga. You order your own Karban Chagiga. You get as much as you want. You can leave over for later, for tomorrow, as long as there's a lot. We'll get to the whole discussion what the Zman is. But basically, you eat other meat of Kodesh, which basically fills you up. And after you finish eating the meat of Rechi, which fills you up, then the last kezayis, the last thing you're going to eat, is going to be the Karban Pesach. And in the Mekayim, the Halacha, the Pesach will be Nechal al Hasoiva. It will finish off your day and your meal will be satisfied. So here the Mishnah says, when do you make use of this procedure where first you bring a Karban Chagiga, and then you conclude with your Karban Pesach? You have to have a whole bunch of conditions. Number one, emosai mevi chagigo imoi. Now, first you have to remember, when you bring the chagiga, you bring the chagiga on the 14th. Because you're slaughtering, and there's no shechitas kodshim at night. You're eating the Pesach at night, after it gets dark. Right, when you come back from shul, when it gets dark. But when are you making the preparations for the Karban Pesach? By day. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, it was a very busy day. You burn the chametz in the morning, and after you burn the chametz, after Chatzos, you go to the Beis Hamidrash and you shech the Karban Pesach. What else are you going to shech in the morning? The Karban Chagiga. So the Karban Chagiga is being slaughtered on the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. Now here is the trick. There is another halacha, there are another two halachas of eating meat on Pesach. Number one, it says in the Torah, V'somachta b'chagecha, shalmei simcha. Every single day there's a mitzvah to eat meat. Ain't simcha ella b'basar. And what kind of basar? Yai, basar v'yai. And what kind of basar? You don't just eat basar chulin. If you can already eat basar, you can eat basar kodesh. What's called basar kodesh? Basar kodesh is a karban. You bring a karban shlomim, and the meat of the karban shlomim is your fulfillment of this somachta b'chagecha. Then there is another halacha, v'chagoyisim o'isoy la'ashem chag shivas yomim. There's something called, it's a festival. And from the word v'chagoyisim, you shall declare it a festival, we learn there's a mitzvah to bring a Karban Chagiga every yom toif. Now, when is the Yom Tov begin? The Yom Tov begins on the 15th day of Nisan. So the 15th day of Nisan is the first time that you can fulfill your obligation to bring a Karban Chagiga. And then you have also an obligation to bring Karban Oila. Oila Asri, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalosh V'mashon Yerei Kol Zechuch, you bring Karban Oila. But we're not getting into the other. We're getting into the part of the Karban which you eat. The Oila you don't eat, you burn. We're discussing now the Karban which you eat. So it comes out, Sach HaKol, you make a calculation, there are basically three Karbanos that everyone offers on Pesach, pretty much, not that we'll see the rules in a moment, but basically three korbanos which you're going to bring throughout Pesach, besides the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, we're talking about the chagigos. Number one, a chagiga that you're going to slaughter on Yudalid, Erev Pesach, to be eaten in preparation to fill up your stomach before you eat your kazayis of the Korban Pesach. The next day, on day 15, you're going to bring a Korban Chagiga to Mekayim, the mitzvah derives, so bring a Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov. And then you're also going to have to eat meat every single day, Kuriyat Mekayim, Kabanas, of Vissamachta Bechagecha for the rest of Yom Tov. So now let's see the rules. So here the Mishnah is discussing specifically the Chagiga of Yudalid. And it's telling us that this Chagiga that you bring on Yudalid at times can be done away with. It's not absolutely necessary to bring the Chagiga Erev Pesach to be eaten in preparation before you eat your kesayis of the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, "In Mosai Nevi Chagiga Ima." When do you bring Chagiga with the Korban Pesach? Here goes Bizman Shehu Babuchol. Number one, it has to come b'chol that Erev Pesach is a weekday. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you don't bring a Korban Chagiga. The Chagiga is not the Shabbos. Number two, b'tahara, you must bring the Korban Pesach in a state of tahara. But if you bring the Korban Pesach in a state of tumah, because the majority of Klal Yisrael are tumeim, tumah is matir the Korban Pesach. But tumah is not doicha the chagiga of that's brought with the Korban Pesach. And number three, uvimuat. Uvimuat means the meat of the Korban Pesach is small. There are a lot of eaters, and there's not much meat. Therefore, you're only going to be getting a small amount of meat for your Korban Pesach. To supplement that meat, you have to have a nice hearty meal in advance. And the hearty meal you can have in advance will be from the Korban Chagig. Okay, so this is the klal. This is the yisoid for today. Three conditions. The three conditions must be met in order for you to bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach. Number one, Erev Pesach is not Shabbos, because the Shechitas Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. Only the Shechitas HaPesach is Doicha Shabbos, not the Shechitas Chagiga. Number two, you are Tohar. If this is a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tumeim, Tumah Chutra B'Tzibor, it's only Chutra the Pesach, but the Chagiga is not Chutra. Number three, you're only going to get from your chabura a small amount of meat. Therefore, you need to supplement that meat with meat before. So you bring a Korban Chagiga. That's why you need a Chagiga. But if you're going to a group, and the group is a very small group, and they're going to serve you a very large chunk of meat for your Korban Pesach, so the chunk, the portion I get my Korban Pesach is so much, it satisfies me. I don't need to supplement the meat of the Korban Pesach with anything in addition. Then you don't bring a Korban Chagiga. Those are the three rules of when...
This Korban Chagiga,
yeah,
was a special Korban
Chagiga. Right.
Still not bringing a Korban Chagiga.
So before you came, we discussed there's another Korban Chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov itself.
Right.
This is a Korban Chagiga that's brought Erev Pesach.
Erev Pesach. Right.
In order to bring, right, two Korban Chagigas, correct.
So was that brought the other Yom Tov also?
It was brought. Yes. Oh, every one of the Sholosh. Shua Sukkis. And Pesach, but that's brought on Yom Tov itself. We're now
not the one on Yom Tov. The one that's brought, just like this, is a special Korban Chagiga.
No. This Korban Chagiga is not the one that's brought on Yom Tov. So we said that on Yom Tov itself, you have another Korban Chagiga to bring.
Good.
On the 15th day of Nisan, you have an obligation, provided it's not Shabbos, to bring a Korban Chagiga.
Just on Erev Pesach.
No. Now, so what is this Mishnah discussing? We're discussing a different Korban Chagiga that is offered Erev Pesach.
So this different Chagiga was only brought Erev Pesach.
Correct.
Not the other two.
No.
That's what I am.
But the other two festivals, Shavuos and Sukkot, a Korban Chagiga was brought on Yom Tov itself.
Right.
Okay, good. So Vayit Emos, I maybe...
Because the way I understood it when I learned through this, that a special Chagiga was brought when you came to the Beis HaMikdash. When you came...
On Yom Tov? No. No. It's only part of the Yom Tov. Okay, Vayit. So the Mishnah says, "Masai chamei b'chagigim b'bizman shu b'b'uchol b'tayu b'mut." Now, b'bizman shehu, b'bizman Shehu ba b'Shabbos, but if the chagiga, but let's say Erev Pesach shal yas b'Shabbos, u b'meruba, or let's say you're getting a lot of meat, you're getting a very large portion of meat, and mele you don't need to supplement this meal with other meat, u v'tuma, the majority of klai yishol are tameim, and this year is an exceptional year when you can bring Erev Pesach with tuma. Ein mevin imoy chagiga. That is the opinion of this Tana. This is very controversial, what we just learned. Because basically what it's saying over here is that there's no obligation. It's a rishus. If you need to bring it, you bring it. You don't need to bring it, you don't bring it. Mele, there's no obligation. Next. Chagiga hoy sabam, another thing that it's not a real, not part of the Karban Pesach. Let's say when you do bring the chagiga, chagiga hoy sabam min atzoin u min habokar. And what's tzoin? Tzoin are kvasim and izim, sheep and goats. That's tzoin. What's bokar? Bokar is a shor, an axe. What's a shor? It's a para, a par. What's a baby shor? An egel. So a carbon shlamin and a carbon chagiga, you can bring whatever you want. If you want, you can bring it from the shor category or from the tzoin category. You can bring it from kivasim, from izim, right? Kivasim, izim, or from kivasim, or from izim, or from bakar. But a carbon pesach is only brought from tzoin,
which is small.
Which is kvasmanizim, sheep and goats.
Small animals.
So here we have very poor rule. Chagiga bois abab min atzoin,
sheep and goats,
and min habakar. Min akvasim u min hoizim doesn't make it from tzoyin and bakar. Min akvasim u izim min azchamim and akevos. It can be males or females. It does not make a difference. Kvasim izim was a category of tzoyin. Just explaining. V'nechol v'necheles l'shnei yom v'alechot, and the chagiga is a regular carbon shlamim, which means it can be for 2 days and the night in between. Unlike the carbon pesach, which only comes from tzoin, kvasim u'izim, and only comes from males, not from females, a carbon pesach only comes from males. A carbon pesach has to be within 1 year old, less than a year old, not 2 years old, less than a year old, and a carbon pesach is only for 1 day, for the night. For only for 6 hours. So Karban Pesach is severely limited. It's only eaten at night until Chatzos. Only comes from Kvasim, Izim, less than a year old. Only comes from male animals. Whereas the Chagiga that you're bringing in preparation, if there's leftovers, no problem. You can eat it tonight. You can eat it tomorrow. You can eat it the next day. 2 days, night in between. You also can eat it. It comes from Kvasim and from Izim. Males, females, even more than 1 year old. Now,
he brings that in here. The Rambam holds the head, can only eat this Chagiga till midnight.
That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's topic. Now, here comes the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss this. It says, the Ferish in the Mishnah, then it says you can't see, disagree with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Nechalos, 2 days and 1 night. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's see what the Gemara. The Rambam is passed like the Gemara. Man, Tana, who is the Tana? Diktani
Chagiga.
Man Tana Diktani that says Chagiga. Man Tana Chagiga. Who is the Tana? My Tana Diktani Chagiga. First question. Why is this Mishnah teaching us the laws of Chagiga? What triggered an interest in Rabbeinu HaKadosh to discuss this halach at this point in the Mishnais? What did we learn in the past that triggered this halacha? My Tana, what? But there's a Seder, this Mishnah could be learned in the end of the Masechta, beginning of the Masechta. What did we learn in the beforehand that triggered a desire to teach this halacha here and now? My Tana, Diktani Chagiga. So the Gemara says, Tana, we learned the Braisa, Harkavasa, Vihavasa, Deloy Dochi Shabbos. Because in the previous Mishnah, we learned the halacha that let's say, Erev Pesach, Shechalios, Peshabbos, and you bring your Karban Pesach, you are not allowed to carry your Karban Pesach on your shoulders. That was done in ancient times. That's how you carry animals. You take it, you wrap it around your shoulders, and you carry it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Because it was too shvach the whole way.
But you don't. But let's say it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't let it carry, even though it's an animal. Not lechatchila. It's only midrabban. Even though chayna is yisatzma, but midrabban not do lechatchila. Therefore, the previous mission said that you're not allowed to carry your korban pesach to the Beis Hamikdash. Harkiv asoi. Draping it around your shoulders. V'hava asoi. The loydoch is Shabbos. Oh, so once we learned in the previous Mishnah, this halacha, that there are things about the Korban Pesach itself that's not Doicha Shabbos. So Mimela, this Mishnah comes along and tells us there are other things that are not Doicha Shabbos. What else is not Doicha Shabbos? In a year where Erev Pesach, Chalias B'Shabbos, you can't bring a Korban Chagigah in that particular year. Once the previous Mishnah taught us things about the Korban Pesach that are not Doicha Shabbos. So as a supplement to the previous Mishnah, we're also going to teach you about the Chagiga, which ordinarily is offered together with the Korban Pesach, but not in this year. In this year, where Erev Pesach, Shechal Yisrael Shabbos, it's not going to be offered this particular year. V'yachi Kamar, V'ktoni Nami, Chagiga D'loidach Yishabbos. V'yachi Kamar, Eimosai Mevim Imoi Chagiga. Bizman Shehuba B'choyl. It has to be a weekday, and B'tahara, with a muat, and you're getting a small portion of meat. But let's say it's Shabbos, then you don't bring a carbon Chagiga. Vaita, Amr Bashi Shmami Noah Chagiga, Sabah Osef, we can learn that the Chagiga Osef, Lav Choy Vihi. The fact that the Mishnah says, guess what? In three situations, you can do away with the carbon chagiga. Teaches us a very big chiddush that the chagiga is not a choyv; it's only a reshus. What do we mean? The e salkadai the choyv. If you go and tell me that the obligation to bring a chagiga with your carbon pesach is an obligation, is a choyv, is an obligation, then tasi b'shabbos. The same way the carbon pesach, the shchitas pesach is doicha shabbos. When erev pesach is chal liyos b'shabbos, the shchitas pesach is doicha shabbos. The chagiga that's offered with the Pesach should also be Doicha Shabbos. And furthermore,
but the other next Chagiga you're going to bring on Kol Shmoed,
that's a different thing. We're not up to Chagiga. That's a different Chagiga. That Chagiga is also not Doicha Shabbos. That's a different Chagiga. Right? There are two Chagigas. There's the Chagiga of Yom Tif, which we're not discussing now.
Right,
that Chagiga you write is not Doicha Shabbos. Because that Chagiga can be brought for 7 days, for the Kol Shmoed. And the Gemara is going to discuss that in detail. We're discussing now a different chagiga, the chagiga that comes together with the korban pesach that is offered erev pesach.
Right.
The Mishnah said an incredible chiddush. You can do away with it. In three circumstances, don't bring it. If it's Shabbos, if you're Tamei, and if you're eating Merubah, don't bring it. The fact that it says you can do away with it indicates that it's not an obligation, it's only Rishos. Simple. Lav Chayvi. Because these are the Chayvi, he tasted in Shabbos, he tasted in Merubah, he tasted in Tumah, and the Musa, the Morsa. That's part of the case. Why then do we ever bring it? If it's only a Rishos, why is there such a concept of bringing a carbon chagiga? You know why you bring it? You bring it so that it should be eaten, that it should be eaten, that by the time you get to Pesach, you shall be the last kezayis of the Pesach eat should fill up your stomach and you should be satisfied. Okay. Vaita, the Gemara says, v'necheles l'shnei yamim, that being that's a reshus, it has different rules. The different rules are... The rules are, you bring it, you eat the Korban Chagiga for 2 days, and the night in between. The Pesach is only until Chatzos, but the Chagiga is for 2 days and one night. The Mishnah is not following the Tana Ben Tema. That is the name of a Tana. What does he say? Tana Lebrayis Ben Tema. It has the same exact status as a Pesach. The Eino Necheles Elo Liyoyim V'Layla. Tremendous Chiddush. We're going to see the drash in a few moments. Ben Tema says that Chagiga is mamish the exact same thing as the carbon Pesach. We're makish one to the other, and even though technically speaking the Chagiga is a carbon Shlomim, this carbon Shlomim is going to have the same exact status as the carbon Pesach for every halacha. We're going to see that now in the whole daf. And the first halach is it can only be eaten until Chatzos. Until Chatzos. There's no other Chagig in the world. Chatzos Alayla. You eat it when the suns, the stars come out until Chatzos. Elo Leyoim Valayla. However, now your Chagiga that you're talking about, the Chagiga is Chamisha Osar. But the Chagiga, the Chagoysem La Hashem Chag, Shivas Yomim, the festival Chagiga that you bring on starting on the 15th day of Nisan, not Er Pesach, Yom of itself. Oh, that's a regular carbon shlomim that you can eat for 2 days and one night. The chagiga is chamish osar and nechelas hashem v'layl echad. The chagiga is arba osar. Now what? Now he goes the chagiga is arba osar. Now it's a new chiddush. The chagiga is arba osar. Yoytz v'mishum simcha. The ein yoytz v'mishum chagiga. Now here he says over here a very big chiddush. Now what does this mean? Let's say for whatever reason, here's the case. You dedicate this. Remember, according to Ben Tema, the time limit. I'm saying, Chagiga Sabe also Yoytzva Mishum Simcha, then Yoytzva Mishum Chagiga, but you now Yoytzva Mishum. Now let's just see how we touch it in the Rashi. Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi. It's the third line on the top, just not the whole Rashi, it's a few words of Rashi. In Ikva Ad Lamochar V'Shachta Yoytzva Mishum Simcha Mishum Shalmei Simcha. The Alpha Gav Shemufresh is where Menes Hikvar Vishal Misimcha Choyvehi. Now, in Hokmashlon, Koldavish Shemuchoyva, Einaba Elo, Eba Mukh. In Hokmashlon, Koldavish Shemuchoyva, Einaba Elo Menachul, and Misifri, Vizavata Pesach, Halei Pesach, Menachvas Mimizim, Lomene Bokar, Lakish, Kedah. He's called, ask me the Gemara, we'll get to the Gemara. But basically, it's saying a very big Kiddush. That what happens, you dedicated this animal to be your Chagiga for Erev Pesach. To supplement your carbon Pesach. And then what happened? Something went wrong. What happened was, before you shechted your carbon Pesach, all of a sudden, a whole group of people, they withdrew. So you originally were having, you were planning to have 50 people part of your chabura. 50 people. Right? 50 people is a lot of people. So how much meat are you going to get from the carbon Pesach? A small amount. So what did you need to do? You needed to supplement the Pesach with a nice chagiga. So you set aside a chagiga. And then what happened? All of a sudden, 25 people decided we're leaving. So now, how much meat are you going to get from the carbon Pesach? A big chunk, a lot of meat. So you know, you said, you know what? I don't need my chagiga anymore. I don't need it. So you know what? We're not going to shech the chagiga. So what are you going to do with it? So you can't go send it back home because it has Kedusha. You already said this animal has Kedusha of my carbon chagiga. The animal now has Kedusha chagiga, a Kedusha of a carbon shlomim. But I don't need it anymore. I don't need it for today.
Why not? Because I have enough from...
Because people withdrew. I told you the case. Yeah, people withdrew. And now I have enough meat.
From your carbon chagiga. So there's more meat.
There's more meat. I don't need it. So what am I going to do with it? So you know what? I'll tell you what. Tomorrow is the 15th day of Nisan. And tomorrow I have two obligations. I have an obligation with Samachta Bechagecha to have Simcha. Ain't Simcha Ella Bebasa. I also have an obligation tomorrow of the Chagoysem LaHashem Chag Shivasyam to bring a carbon Chagiga, special carbon Chagiga. So you know what? I'm going to take the animal that I designated to be a Chagiga for day 14, which now I don't need. I don't need it because people withdrew. I'll use it for tomorrow's obligation for either v'samachta b'chagecha or for v'chagoysim chag l'ashem shivas yom. So along comes Ben Tema and he says, wait a minute. As far as the mitzvah of chagiga, v'chagoysim l'ashem chag shivas yom, you can't. Also. Why? You're not allowed to be mekayim your obligation of the chagoysem, ella min hadover haba min achoil, from something that's fresh. You gotta have a fresh bagel. You got a fresh animal that was chol, and you makdish it l'shem mitzvahs chagigas tesvof. you have no right to use leftover karbanos from other tkufa for your mitzvah. But when it comes to the mitzvah deraisa v'samachta b'chagecha, you don't have an obligation that it has to come from fresh. You can take it even from an old animal. So since the mitzvah of simcha also, so save this animal from the kind of mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha on chol hamoed. The mitzvah of simcha of eating basar shlamim on Yom Tov does not have to come from a new animal that's miyuchet for samachta. It can come from a leftover animal. So that's the word the Gemara. This is a very important little chunk of the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says one more time. The words the Gemara. The Gemara says, he says over here, the chagiga arba asar, the chagiga of arba asar, yoytzva mishum simcha. You can use it. Mishum Simcha. When Rashi comes to the rescue to explain this very complex statement, Mishum Simcha, if, look at that Rashi on top, im ikva ad lemachar v'shachta. If you have a situation where you did not shecht it on the 14th because the people withdrew from your carbon and you have until the next day you can use it, yoytza mishum simcha, mishum shalme simcha. But the Gemara goes weiter, then yoytza mishum chagiga. But if you want to go use the leftover chagig from yidaf and tezvav, there you can have yoytza. Now the Gemara wants to understand my time ben teima, what's pshan ben teima. Now we want to go back to the ikar yisoyt. Okay, now we come to the drushes. Okay, Talmud is all about drushes. They take away from the Gemara. Always, you have to know. That's how you really know a person, a Shas person. When you ask the person, what's the reason? What's the reason? If the person can tell you the drasha, that's a Shasid. He really knows. He knows because that's the Gemara is all full of the Makara. So my time in the Tema, Ben Tema says pretty much that a Chagiga has the same status as the Karban Pesach. Just like Pesach is eaten only until Chatzos, so to the Chagiga of Yudalit is only eaten until Chatzos. My time the Ben Tema is using Ben Tema. Kedemasnei Rav Lechia Berei, like Rav taught Chia his son. Stayed in the Pasuk, Lo Yolin La Boiker, do not leave over until the morning. Zevach Chag HaPesach. Okay, that's the drasha. Now, that's telling you that the Karban Pesach is unique. The Karban Pesach can only be in that night. Now, we know, by the way, we know that the Mikra Din, Lo Yolin, may not be left over until the morning. We only until Chatzos. That's not our sugi now. But if you leave over the Pesach until the morning, it's Noisar. Okay, it becomes Noisar. Now, this Pasuk says a few words. Lo Yolin La Boiker Zevach Chag HaPesach. Would not, if you were writing the Pasuk, what would you write? Lo Yolin La Boiker Chag HaPesach. Or Zevach. Lo Yolin La Boiker Zevach HaPesach. Right? Isn't that what you would write? If you were writing the Torah, Lo Yolin La Boiker Zevach HaPesach. Why did the Torah write an extra word? Zevach Chag HaPesach. What's the word Chag for? So the Gemara makes a drasham. Lo Yolin La Boiker Zevach Chag HaPesach. Zevach Chag. What's with Zevach Chag? We take those two words together. Zechagiga. Ah. HaPesach. This is Kimashmoy. And we're makish one to the other, and the pasuk says in one sweeping statement, "V'lo yolin." So it's teaching us the din of achila is equal, just like the Pesach may not be left over until the morning. You have a short limitation when you can eat it. So to the chagiga only is at night, not in the morning. Vaita. Now we only here learn one halacha that the chagiga can only be eaten by day and by night until chatzos. What about all of the other halachas of Karban Pesach? For example, kvas only from kvas. Only males, only less than a year. What about all of these other halachas? According to Ben Taimah, that compares the Chagiga to a Karban Pesach, are all of the other halachas of Pesach the same or are they different? So, Ben Taimah, I have a shayla. What about Sili? We know the Karban Pesach can only be when it's roasted. What about the Chagiga? Does the halacha of Sili also apply to the Chagiga that is eaten together with your Karban Pesach? That compares the chiz of Pesach. Nechelasli or einechelasli. Kiyak shachman le Pesach lelina. Avol letzli loy odil moloy shno. No, doesn't make a difference. Toshma halayla hazeh. So mordi kvar. You have to remember this is Pesach. Manish and halazeh mikol halaylois. Shabachol elosanu achlim chamitzu matza halalazeh kulay matza. Shabachol elosanu achlim. Now we don't say this now manishtana. But in the original version of manishtana, we would say shabachol elosanu achlim. Tzli What's the exact nusach? Give me 1 second. Shabachol haleiloi sami v'lo manashtan esam asham meshashav grev amaretz. Man, shalom shibachol shibachol haleiloi sano achlim basar tzli shalukim v'vushol. Okay, the original version in the Friedrich Doris of the man Ashtana was Shabachal Halelois Anu Achlim Basar Tzli Basar Shaluk Basar Mavushal. Shaluk means long cooking, when you cook it for a prolonged period of time, overcooked. Shabachal Halelois Anu Achlim Tzli Anu Achlim Basar Shaluk Anu Achlim Basar Mavushal Halayla Hazeh Kuloi Tzli. Okay? So part of the manishtani is that why is it that on the night of Pesach we eat only tzli? What are you talking about? Only tzli? It's not true. Shabachol halabi. If you're going to learn not like Ben Tema, the chagiga that supplements the Pesach is eaten nevushal shaluk. However you like. However you like, you can eat it. There's no limitation. So when the child is sitting by the table and they're serving chagiga, the chagiga is mevushal, and the Pesach is tzli. So how can the child say, halayla hazeh kulay tzli? It's not true. Halayla hazeh is not kulay tzli.
Yeah, but maybe we could say that tzli was not on the table same time as...
It was on the table the same time. It was on the table. It was brought to the table. That's the assumption. They brought to the table. Yes! That's the assumption. The whole meal was brought to the table. So if you're going to learn that the halach is that when it comes to the chagiga can be eaten mevushal, then the manishtan is not true. Because in the manishtan, the child says, halayla hazeh kuloi tzli. That's not true. The chagiga is not eaten tzli. The chagiga is eaten mevushal or shaluk. So what must then be? It must be that just like the Pesach is only tzli, the chagiga is only tzli.
Well, so, I don't see where you learn that from the Gemara that the chagiga was on the tisha same time.
That is a given. Okay, there's no room to argue on that statement. That is the given. By a meal, they put on the table everything that's going to be eaten. Not like today. Today you bring out the appetizer. You bring out the soup. You then bring out the main course. You then bring out the dessert. Okay, that's not the way it was in ancient times. Ancient times, the whole thing is right there. Everything is on the table, ready to go. So therefore, how can a child say to his father, Tata, halayla hazeh kulit sali? It's not kulit sali. It's mevushal and sali. The chagiga is mevushal and the kar pasach is sali. So you know what the answer is? The answer must be that the chagiga is also sali. Why is the chagiga also sali? Kushtei the pasach v'lo yolin laboiker zevach chag ha-posach. Zevach chag is the chagiga. And Pesach is Pesach, and we compare one to the other. Whatever halach applies to the current Pesach automatically applies to the Chagiga. The Chagiga also must be the only Tzli. Okay, so that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Some over here says, Idilmash, my Toshma, halayla ze kulit Tzli, Vilma Rav Chista, zo divri ben tema, shma minoha. Vaitning, I boil upon another, not a shayla. Le ben tema, bo ben abokor, can you bring the Chagiga from a shar, from an egel? An egel is a baby shar. A shar is a para. A shar is a term which captures the entire life cycle of this creature. When the creature is a baby, it's called an egel, and when it's an adult, it's called a par or a para. So can you even? But that's called bakar. So can you even bakar? So the halach. So bavin a bakar or any bavin a bakar. Bavin a kevos. Any bavin a kevos. They come from females. Bavin a shtem. Babashte shanim. Any babashte shanim. Ki akshe yachlan lepesach. When we compare the chagiga to a pesach, lemidi diachila. Only when it comes to the method of eating, of tzli, aval l'chol milei loy, odil moloy shna, makes no difference. Every single detail of the chagiga must be equal to the Pesach. Only from sheep or goats, less than 1 year of age, only from males. And has to be roasted, or maybe not. Maybe when it comes to chagiga, do whatever you want. Toshma, chagiga, haboha, ima Pesach, harayu ke Pesach. Bo min atzoin, only tzoin the eina bamin abakar bamin azuchadim the eina bamin akevos ba bashnasav eina ba bashteshon the eina chelas aliyim v'layla the eina chelas alatzli the eina chelas alaminuyav. And even this halacha, fascinating, the chagiga also you have to register. Unbelievable Gemara. Did you know this before tonight? You have to register for the Chagiga. It's not enough to register for the Karim Pesach. You have to register for the Chagiga. Man sham leidis lehai svara ben teima shma mina kula milsa binon shma mina. Okay, so that's the most maskana. Lefi ben teima v'murdik yisod, the Chagiga is 100% similar to the Karim Pesach. Nu gemara, lo mishu gemara, yiboy lufa, alim shayil le ben teima, nesu fin, yesh bo mishu mishu es etzim, ima mishu mishu es etzim, okay? You gotta keep chesher now. This gemara is not so easy. We know that you're not allowed to break bones. You're not allowed to break a bone of the Karim Pesach.
On the Karim Pesach,
right? You're not allowed to break bones. Are you allowed to break a bone of the Karim Chagiga? Iboiluhu, following Shaila, Leben Tema, Yesh, Bamishum Shuasetzen, Bamishum Shuasetzen. Av, Gavdich Yak Shrechman Le Pesach. Even though it's taka the pasuk is compared to zevach chag haPesach, don't forget this. Don't forget the drasha. Zevach, commit this to memory. Zevach chag haPesach. Zevach chag is chagiga Pesach. It's Pesach. The two are compared to each other. When the Torah compares to each other, does that even go so far for the isra of shuras etzem? Or maybe no, there's a miut. What's the miut? The etzem loisish miru bo it. So what's bo? Only the Karban Pesach has the prohibition of Shiras Etzem. Lafuke the Chagiga. So even though it's true that we compare the Chagiga to the Karban Pesach 100%, but not with regard to Shiras Etzem, because there it says the word Etzem like Sishbiru Bo. So Iboiluhu, that's our Shailam. Iboiluhu, Leben Tema, Yesh, Mishum Shiras Etzem, Mishum Shiras Etzem. Avagal, the Chiach Shachman, Lepesach, Lamakra, Boy, Boilu, Bechagiga, Dilma, Hi, Boy, no. I have another use for the word boy because of the apostle. What does it mean, apostle? Who? The Tanya. Who the Yasin? Now, what does that mean? What happens if the Karban Pesach got lost and ran away and now Pesach is over and you find it? What do you do with it? You bring it as a Karban Shlomim. If the Karban Pesach is not offered as a Karban Pesach, it's offered as a Karban Shlomim, there's no prohibition to break the bones. That's special halacha. Karban Pesach turns into Karban Shlomim, and don't be misled to think that the prohibition of Shuas Etzem remains on. It goes off. Okay, so then that's what Bo is coming for. We no longer have a miut. The default is that when Makish Chagiga to Pesach, just like Pesach, this is Shuas Etzem, there's a Shuas Etzem on the Chagiga also. That is our Shas. So here we go, Toshma. And this is a Lomshu Gemara, and it's a famous Gemara. Okay, so famous words, you have to know this Gemara. This Gemara you have to know. It's an embarrassment not to know Masechta Pesachim. Them said not to know this Gemara. So if I don't finish it tonight, you have to make sure you know this Gemara. Toshma, here we go. Sakin. Shanim says to be Arba Osash, you find a knife in the front. You find a knife. Wow, lucky day. How much does it cost to buy a knife? It's not cheap to buy a good knife. Good knife costs. Good. How much? $15-$20 at least. Buy a real. You go chalaf. We add that cost $100. It's a lot of money. Okay, you got to find a good knife. Okay, sakin. Now, what's the problem? You find a knife. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Right? Hare elu shaloi. There's no simon. It's yours to keep. Okay, it's yours to keep. So now, what's the shaila? I want to use it. I'm going to use the shaila. What's the only problem? Maybe the knife is tane. It's a kli. It's metal. You with me? So it's Er Pesach. It's Yudalit. It's now Er Pesach. I'm walking on the street in the middle of a Rishus Arabim. There are no Simonim. Hare Elu Shaloi. I can keep it. But maybe this Saki, this knife that I want to use to do Shechita is Tamei. And I can't use that. That's Tamei to Shechita Karban Pesach. So what do I want to do? No problem. Go to the Mikvah. Be told in the Mikvah. It's not going to help. Because you tell the Nikvah, you have to wait until night, Harav Shemesh. So it's too late. So the Gemara says, the Brice is a tremendous since it's Er Pesach.
How did this sakin?
You found it on the street. What's
so
the Shiloh?
How did it become Tomei?
Whatever, touch the dead sheretz. We do not know. we all assume it's tamei meis. We assume it's tamei sheret. That's more common. We all assume tamei is not. We assume it's tamei sheret. We assume it's a tamei sheret. So that's it's a sofet. Sakin shnim says barba also. So you know what? Guess what? If you find it on the street, you have a right to assume ruba de ruba. You go basarayv that it's tahor. Because who lost it? A person on the way to shecht his karm pesach. He lost it. And since he's on the way to Shabbat Karim Pesach, he wanted it to be Tar. So we could assume that if it was Tomei yesterday, on day 13, he was Toivel. So on day 14, he'll be ready to go. So we have right to assume it's Tar.
The
Shchidik Sher Bazar. Let's assume that even the Zod, the Yisrael can shecht it. Even though it doesn't, that's not the issue. The Koyin is shechting, the Yisrael is shechting. Technically, a Zor can do Shechita. Shechita Keshera Bazar.
Yeah?
So yeah, that's halacha. Yeah, every carbon, any carbon. Except for Yom Kippur.
So what do you need the Koyin for then?
For Kabbalah, Veilach. Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika.
You don't need it, don't come to school for Duchning.
Don't what?
Don't come to school for Duchning.
So here is the case. You're going on the street, you're on the way to the business. Look at you, your lucky day. My lucky day. Find his keepers. Sakin Shnim says Barba Asar Shaykh Ibam Yad. We have to go, okay, let's go. Right. Let's try to do this Gemara. Shaykh Ibam Yad, why? Because you have a right to assume that since today's Erev Pesach, we have a right to assume that yesterday on day 13 the person who owned this was careful to be toivlet, so it can be ready for today. However, let's say it's not Erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. It's 13. Day 13. And you find the knife. So do you need it today? You don't need it today. You need it for tomorrow. So then you have to assume the worst. You have to assume that it's Tameh. And you have an obligation to be toivled the knife from the mikvah so you can use it tomorrow. The Shloisha Asar, if you find the knife in the Shon day 13, what do you got to do? You got Shoina. You have to repeat the process. Shoina over here means that Misafik. Maybe you already went to the mikvah, but maybe not. So Misafik, repeat the process. And matpil and be toivel in the mikvah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we come to koifetz. What's a koifetz? A hatchet.
A meat cleaver.
Now, a meat cleaver can also be used for shechita, believe it or not. Because a meat cleaver, typically you use a meat cleaver to break bones. That's what you use it to break bones. But if it's sharp, If you take the edge of the meat cleaver and you sharpen it, very, very sharp, you can use a meat cleaver for shechita. The only thing that counts for shechita is to be sharp. No nicks. So now you find a meat cleaver on the street. Can I use a meat cleaver if I sharpen it to make it perfectly sharp? Can I use it to shecht the Karban Pesach? What's the suffix? Maybe the meat cleaver is tamei. So koifetz, bein bezeh, shoyne matvil. If you find a meat cleaver on day 14, you have to assume it's tamei. Now here is an unbelievable gemara. Here is what's happening. Why do you have to assume it's tamei? Because you're not allowed to break bones. What do people use meat cleavers for primarily?
To break bones.
Are you allowed to break a bone of a Karban Pesach?
No.
So was this person planning to use the meat cleaver for his Karban Pesach?
No.
So therefore, if it was tamei, do you assume he would be toivelet? No. I have no need to be toivelet. There's no need. There's no need to be toiveled by meat cleaver because since anyway I can't use it. So I can't use it for the chagigah either. What? Oh, that's the problem. What's the Gemara Shaila now? The Gemara Shaila over here is that according to Ben Tema, even though he compares the Chagigah to Karban Pesach, there might be one exception. The exception is Shviras Etzem. Even though you're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach, the Gemara had a dilemma. This is the Gemara's dilemma. Maybe you can break the bone of a Karban Chagigah because it's a Niyot Etzem Leisishvaru Bo. Bo be Pesach and not the Chagigah. So here's the Kasha. If you find in the street on Yudalid a meat cleaver, you the same way you have a right to assume that if you find the sakin that it's tohar because I need it for tonight, I need it for now, I need it for today, I have a right to assume that the meat cleaver is also tohar because I need the meat cleaver for my chagigah. Why do I need my meat cleaver for chagigah? Because the chagigah I can break bones. So I'm going to use the meat cleaver for my karma chagigah. So why then does this Brian say, no, you have to assume the meat cleaver is tamei? It must be that we hold like Ben Tema holds, that just like you're not allowed to break the bone of a Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Chagigah. So there's absolutely no use for it. Oh, there's no use for it. That's why it's takatame. If you learn that you're allowed to break the bone of a meat cleaver, then you have to listen to the star. Just like the sakin is star, because you need the sakin, I need the meat cleaver to break the bones of the chagiga, because I'm allowed to break the bones of the chagiga. But if you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to break the bones of the, you're not allowed to break the bones of a chagiga, because we compare the chagiga to Karban Pesach, then there's no use for the meat cleaver. That's why we have to assume that it's tame. And taka, what does it say in the Brayse? The taka says that the meat cleaver is taka tame. It's no good. What? We don't know. It's a suffix. We don't know that it's tame. It's not nishmar. Anything that's not guarded.
It's
an assumption.
Because there are a lot of rodents running around the streets.
It's an assumption.
What are you going to use it for? What are you going to use the meat cleaver for?
To break the bones.
Of what? What are you eating? What carbon would you need to break the bones from? The chagiga. And the chagiga is tahar. It's a carbon chagiga. Right. You're not allowed to use a utensil that's tamei with kachim that's tahar.
Right.
But what would you want? I explained it before. What would you want to use the meat cleaver for? Also, you may want to use it for shechita. Also, it's not typical. Let's say the person he finds the meat cleaver, and he wants to use the meat cleaver for a permissible use. What's a permissible use? Maybe to cut the meat, or let's say you want to sharpen the edge of the meat cleaver and use it for shechita.
So you wouldn't use it unless it's tar.
Right. So, do we have a right to?
Why would you assume it's tame?
Because any time you have a suffix, you have to assume the worst. That's the rule when it comes to kachem.
You just find it in the street.
If you find it in the street, the default is you have to assume that it's tame, unless there's a good reason to assume it's tahar. So, when it comes to the sakin that's used for shechita. And today is Erev Pesach, and the whole Klal Yisrael is coming to do a shechita. You have a right to assume that it's tahar, because everyone needs to do shechita, and you need your knives to be tahar. So we have a right to assume that if it was tameh, the person would have made it tahar by now. But if you find a meat cleaver, which is typically used to break bones, and there is no breaking of bones that are going to be taking place in the next 24 hours, so you have to assume that it's tameh, because no one would have gone through the effort to be metaher it, because they don't need it now. Now you want to use it. You want to use the meat cleaver for a permissible function. You're not going to break bones with it. You want to use it to do a shechita, or you want to use it to cut up some meat, but not break bones. But there's only something that you have in your mind is the meat cleaver tameh or tahar. You have no way of knowing. You cannot assume that it's tahar. Because why would the original Balabais go through the effort of making it tahar? You can't assume you want to use it to do shechitua, because that's not what you really use a meat cleaver for. And you can't assume that he's going to use it to go chop the bones of a chagiga, because we're going like Ben Tema, and Ben Tema says you're not allowed to break the bones of a chagiga. So there's no function for this meat cleaver. If there's no function, the Balabais would not have gone through the extra effort of making it tar. That's why we assume that it's tar. But that's only in a correct if you learn that it's also to break the bones of a chagiga. But if you learn that you're allowed to break the bones of the chagiga, so then the Baal Habayis, the original owner of the chagiga, would have gone through the effort to make sure that it's tahar, so he can break the bones of the chagiga at night. So the fact that it says that it's tameh is an indication that the original Baal Habayis had no plan to use it. Why did he have no plan to use it? Because he holds that you're not allowed to break the bones of a chagiga. That tells us that according to Ben Tema, you're not allowed to break the bones of a chagiga. And when it says in the pasuk v'etzem l'sish beru bo, don't darshan bo le'afuki the chagiga, darshan bo le'afuki a pesach that turns into a shlamim. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara here says, sakin shins, let's go back, what's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 lines from the bottom, toshma. Sakin shins, says, kebra asar, shaykh b'miyat. You can shecht it right away. You assume it's tar. But b'shloy shos, you find a sakin. On the 13th day, no, shayne, you have to repeat misafik. Maybe the Baal Habayis was toivul it, maybe not. So misafik, you have to repeat the process and mitoivul it, umatbil. Koifitz, a hatchet, which is typically used to break bones. Bay Bein b'zeh, whether it's day 13 or even day 14, you have no choice but to assume the worst, to assume that it's tamei. Shoyne umat bil, you have to assume that it's tamei. Mani, who is the author? Now here we go slow. Ilim rabbanon, if you go like the rabbanon, the rabbanon maishna sakin the matbil the chazi lepesach. According to the rabbanon, there's nothing to talk about. The whole halacha doesn't make any sense to begin with, because according to the rabbanon, a chagiga, you can certainly break the bones. Right, the Rabbanan said a chagiga you can eat for 2 days and one night. A chagiga comes from bokar. A chagiga you don't need a roast. A chagiga has no shaykhis to the Karan Pesach. It's a davar poshut ad me'oid that you can break the first chagiga for day 14. The chagiga of day 14. According to the Rabbanan, there is no hekish. We don't compare chagiga to Karan Pesach, and you can take the chagiga and you can do the chagiga whatever you want. There's no, you can bring it from Bakar, you can do it. So of course, so then if you find a hatchet on day 14, you have a right to assume that this hatchet was being prepared for the Chagiga, the first Chagiga of day 14 that you're going to eat at night, which you're allowed to break the bones. So the same way the Sakin is Tahar, the Koifet should be Tahar. Mani, if you like the Rabbanan, Ilim Rabbanan, Maishna Sakin, the Matmil, that you had the Matmil, the Chazil Pesach.
Who's the one that says you can't break the bones?
That's our Shaila, Bentema. That's our dilemma. We do not know Bentema. There is no, that's our dilemma. We have no Tana that openly says you can't break the bones of a Chagiga. All we know is, we have two Korbanos, Karban Pesach and Karban Chagiga. We compare, there are two steps. Do we compare a Chagiga to a Karban Pesach? The Rabbanan say no, we don't compare. Ben Tema says we do compare. They have the same halacha. Now the Gemara goes one level deeper. Even according to Ben Tema that says that we do compare a Chagiga to a Karban Pesach, how far do we go? Do we even compare it with regard to the halacha that you're not allowed to break the bones? Do we even go that far? So the Gemara here wants to bring a raya that we don't go that far. Here we go. So the Gemara is money. Who is the author of this halacha? If we go like the Rabbi Ilam, we're going to the Rabbanon. Maishna sakin the matbil. What's the difference? Sakin the matbil the chazil pesach that we have a right to assume when it comes to the knife. Maishno sakin the matbil that we have a right to assume that it was already immersed on day 13. The matbil here means that we have a right to assume that the owner already was toiveled on day 13. Why the chazil pesach? Because we need it on the next day for the Karban Pesach. Kaifetz nami hachazil chagiga. You need it for the chagiga. According to the Rabbanon, you're allowed to break the bones of the chagiga. So the same way you need the sakin for the pesach, you need the sakin for the chagiga. The same way we assume the sakin is tar, we have a right to assume that the chagiga is tar. Elalav, it then must be the bentema he. That this bride's going like bentema, ushma mina, and bentema says when it comes to the koifetz, we have to assume that it's tame. Why do we assume it's tame? Because you're not allowed to break the bone of the carbon chagiga. You're not allowed to. And therefore, the koifetz serves no function. If it serves no function, the balabatim would not waste their time being toivel the koifetz. And that's why we have to assume the koifetz is tamei. Ushma mina yesh ba mishum shvira so etzem. And that's why it has no function. Therefore, it's tamei. So we have a raya. We have a raya that when Ben Tema says we compare the laws of the carbon chagiga to the laws of the carbon pesach, we compare it 110%. Not just with regard to chatzois, and with regard to tzoy nubakar, and with regard to tzli, even with regard to shiras atzem. Now the Gemara says loy, incorrect. Lo oylam rabbanan. Unbelievable Gemara now. Really like the rabbanan.
And the Rabbanan says that you're allowed to break the bones, but there's a reason. Goyin Shabbat Shabbos Amlubul Gemara. You know what the case is? The case is it's Erev Pesach Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. And what did we learn in the Mishnah? There's no Chagiga. If there was Taka Chagiga Gezun to hate, you would need the Kovitz to break the bones of the Chagiga. But this particular year that we're discussing in this Braisa is Erev Pesach Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. And it says in the Mishnah, in such a year you don't bring a carbon Chagiga. That's why when you find the Kovitz in the street on Erev Pesach, you have a right, you have to assume that it's Tomei. But in Achanami, had this been a year where Erev Pesach is on a weekday, then you have a right to assume the Kovitz is tar. I'm going to Shabbat Shabbos. The Gemara can't be, cannot be. It's Kenish Zayin that the Brayso is going in the case, because the end of the Brayso first introduces the Hecha Timsa of where it's Shabbos. The Amitani Seifa, but the Seifa goes Vayta Chale Arba Asliyos B'Shabbos. If a Taka falls out Arba Asliyos B'Shabbos, then Shechit B'Miyad. Then you can shach with the Kofetz Miyad. Why? For a different reason. Now, what would be a different reason? Because now this gets a little tricky. There's a lot going on here in the Gemara. What happens if Erev Pesach is Chaliyos B'Shabbos? It's Chaliyos Shabbos. When is the first day of Pesach? Sunday. Right? Sunday is the day of Chol. What do you bring on Sunday? What do you do on Sunday? What happens on Sunday? It's the first day Yom Tov. What do you bring on the first day Yom Tov? Carbon Chagiga. A regular, not, this is not the Chagiga of Yudal. This is the Chagiga of Yom Tov. The Chagiga of Yom Tov, can you break the bones? Of course you can break the bones. Right? We discussed in the whole daf. There are two Chagigas. There's the Chagiga of Yudalit and the Chagiga of Tezvav. The Chagiga of Tezvav, can you break the bones? Of course you can break the bones. Now, if Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, and another Yisoid, are you allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos? Of course not. No, now. Now, when is the Erev Pesach is Shabbos, when's the first day Yom Tov? Sunday. Sunday, what are you going to bring? I'm going to bring my what? My Chagigas Tesvav. Am I going to break the bones? Yes, I will. What do I need to break the bones? I need a kofetz. Does the kofetz? I need a hatchet, a kofetz. Does the kofetz have to be tahar? It certainly does. If the kofetz is, when must I get my kofetz ready for Tezvav? I need Tarav Shamish. I have to be toivel in mikvah. I wait until the sun sets. I can't be toivel on Yom Tov, because firstly, you're not allowed to be toivel on Yom Tov. I can't be toivel on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be toivel on Shabbos. So the earliest time I can be toivel my kofetz is on Erev Shabbos, on day 13. So it going, so the end of the Braisa discuss the case Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, and you find the kofetz either on day 14. Then you have a right to assume that you already toivel it on day 13, because since you're going to need the kofetz for the chagiga of Tesvav, and then it's going to be too late to take care of it. Yudal already is too late to be toivel it; it had already been put in the mikvah on day 13. Then you have a right to assume that, to assume that it's tar. So the point we want to make over here is that the Braisa first introduces the Hecha Timsa of Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos at the end of the Braisa, discussing the Kofetz B'Nogea Tesvav, that automatically means that at this point in the beginning of the Braisa, it's not a case of Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So how can you give me the answer that we're going like the Rabbanon, and the reason why the Kofetz is Tomei is because this particular year you don't need it, because Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? That's not true. We're not yet discussing the case of Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. We're first going to get to that Hecha Timsa later in the Braisa. At this point in the Braisa, we're still dealing with Erev Pesach of Chol. And if we're dealing with Erev Pesach of Chol, then according to the Rabbanon, it has to be Tahar. It only can be going according to Ben Tema. And according to Ben Tema, it proves the point that it is, that Shvi'a Setzen is also.